This week, I got to hang out with Country Fried Rock alum Aaron Lee Tasjan. You might know Aaron Lee Tasjan from his time playing with the band Everest as the guitar slinger for a time with Drivin' and Cryin', his stint with the Madison Square Gardeners, or even on the road with the New York Dolls. We spent some time at his place in East Nashville just before his brand new album, In the Blazes, came out. We'll chat with our bud, Aaron Lee Tasjan, the alumni tour of Country Fried Rock. And I'm your host, Sloane Spencer. So, Aaron, what you been doing?
Well, I just came back from a bunch of gigs in Texas. That was really fun. I haven't played in Texas too much, so it's been an exciting adventure playing down there. But yeah, I just did that, and that was really cool. And here in Nashville for the big Americana Fest this week. It's cool to have like a community of people that care about the records that great artists who maybe, I don't know, I feel like Americana is like one of those things that's combination of all this different stuff. So that might make it sometimes maybe too eclectic for certain people or something like that.
Hey y'all, this is Sloane Spencer, the host of Country Fried Rock. We've had an incredible year with more people finding us on the radio and our podcast than we ever imagined. Thank you all so much. Careful what you wish for, you just might get it.
Hey, this is Aaron Lee Tasjan on Country Fried Rock.
So at Country Fried Rock, we've been on board with what you're doing for a while since your EP. Well, I guess since before that EP. Anyway, it's been a bit of a process to get In the Blazes recorded and released. How did all that end up working out for you?
You know, it was really a process of necessity, I think, more than anything. I was doing this tour with my friends John Moreland and Caleb Cottle, and I think you actually sponsored the tour, or some of the tour anyway.
One good night's sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was awesome. Thank you very much for that. But yeah, I was, you know, and I wanted to have something new to give people on that. So I just made this little another EP here in town really quick. Just me and my guitar, kind of like I do my gigs. And that was cool. And I didn't even really try to do anything with it, but I just kind of put it up online. And some people actually ended up writing some stuff about it that was really nice, kind of out of nowhere. And that was kind of cool. But, you know, I guess my point in saying all that dumb stuff I just said is that there wasn't really much ambition for it at all. And I knew I needed to make like an album, because that's, if you're going to be a songwriting guy that makes records, at some point you have to do like a whole one. So I kind of, you know, I kind of felt like, I don't know, some just weird self-imposed thing to just want to prove to myself that I could put something together that lasted longer than like six songs or whatever. And so I did that. I just called up a bunch of my friends and said, let's, you know, make a record together. Just a bunch of people that like I'd met throughout the years that had offered to help, like, you know, hey, if you ever want to make a record.
Where did you end up recording it?
We did it in California.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I thought you were in New York.
Yeah. No, well, we did Crooked River Burning in New York, but this one we did in California at this studio called New Monkey, which is a really cool little studio. That's where Elliot Smith made from a base. He like basically put the studio together, and they've gone a long way to kind of keep it.
So yeah, I mean, they kind of kept Elliot Smith's vision alive.
Yeah. It's cool. I don't know. It's fun to be in there, and it's just a great room with a great vibe. And, you know, that's the other thing, too. I think I learned a lot. This guy, Eli, who we hired to produce it, he really taught me a huge lesson about recording, which is, like, I think the two most important things are a good engineer and the other people that are playing on it. It's like, if it's the right group of people, you can just really fly through getting great stuff. And we did a lot of that live thing, you know, we did a lot of the live thing where it's like, there wasn't a whole lot of overdubs or anything like that. And, yeah, it was just fun to make a record that way. That's kind of like very much like in the moment, like shooting from the hip kind of vibe, you know.
How did you connect with Eli originally?
We were in this band together called Everest.
Oh, okay. That Eli.
Yeah. He was the bass player in Everest. And then he also produced the first two Delta Spirit records, which are still, I think, my favorite Delta Spirit records. They're so good.
Well, so for folks that I mentioned you to, I think most of them recognize you as a guitar player for other people's bands. And I don't think it was till the EP with Crooked River Burning that they were like, oh, he writes songs too. And then the work that you do tends to be a little more, I guess, coming from a folky or a folk songwriter base. And I've had a lot of folks be like, oh.
Yeah, that's true. I think there's definitely some truth to that, you know, and I'm kind of, you know, thinking about it much more in terms of, you know, the songwriting things these days, just because that's like what I'm just choosing to put my time and efforts into, you know, or what I feel like, I don't know, I feel like that's what I want to do. Like doing that makes me feel happy and I have a lot of fun doing it. So, but you know, I certainly can't deny, like, and there's good reason for people to know me as that, because that's pretty much all I've done really for the last like 10 years of my life, you know, was I always did this in between, mm-hmm. but it was very much that, you know, in between playing guitar and in bands. But I still, every once in a while, I get to get up in town. Joe Fletcher called me up a couple weeks ago and asked if I wanted to jam with him. Nice. And Brian Wright did too, yes, which was really not fun. Man, those guys are so good.
Oh man, Brian Wright is the best. We featured him a couple of records ago and then it got picked up and, you know, he was Texas, then he was Los Angeles, then he moved to Nashville. Anyway, that dude is amazing. I totally love him. I cannot wait to see him play live again. We need to get him back on the show too. Brian, when you get back off tour, we need to talk. We've been chasing Joe Fletcher for a while too.
Oh yeah, he's so good. He's so good, man. Joe has a song on his new one about this dream he had about Hank Williams. It's just amazing.
Hey y'all, this is Sloane Spencer, the host of Country Fried Rock. Those of y'all who listen on our podcasts, it's a quick hit of Just the Conversation. If you want the full radio program with all the songs that we talk about, ask for it on your local radio station, joining 20 other stations across the country. Get the goods at countryfriedrock.org.
Hello, my name is Aaron Lee Tastian. You can catch me on tour for all of the time, and you can find out where that's happening at www.aaronleetasjan.com.
I'll admit, I'm super excited about your set at our party tonight with Aaron Lee Tastian and friends. Who did you give a buzz to?
Yeah, a bunch of people from the neighborhood. We're just a band of neighborhood folks.
In a really cool neighborhood.
Yeah, in a really cool neighborhood. That's kind of what it feels like to me, you know. I don't want to get all high school football about it, you know. We're not like representing our community or anything, but it is fun to like be like, man, all these people just live right around here and you can call them up and start a band for like one night. And that's what we're doing. So we got John Radford, who's, you know, played with everybody in town, but probably most recently people would know him from his band Steelism that he plays in. So he's playing drums with us. The great Keith Christopher from Billy Joe Shaver and Steve Marriott and the George Satellites on bass. And then we have Lily Hyatt singing. Love Lily Hyatt. Her album that she put out earlier this year is one that I've listened to a bunch. And we're actually doing one of the songs off of that tonight. A song of hers called Jesus Would Have Let Me Pick the Restaurant, which is...
That's the best lyric ever.
Isn't that so good? That one made me green with envy. I was like, man, that's good. You... Lily Hyatt. But yeah, so we got Lily Hyatt singing. We've got Brian Wright is singing. We're going to do, since the whole night is basically kind of a fundraiser for Eddie Spaghetti, we're going to do a Super Sucker song that Brian's going to sing. And he sounds so good. And then Alan Thompson's coming by and he's going to sing some Grateful Dead with us.
That's fitting.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So we're excited about that. And then we've got our special end of the whole thing, closer outers. Our good friend Kevin Kinney's going to come sing the last one with us. So it should be a lot of fun. So it's kind of like a little Rolling Thunder review kind of thing, you know? I mean, it's nowhere near that good, but just people in the neighborhood. It's really fun to see, you know, I always loved like looking back through like magazines, music magazines when I was a kid, you know, and it would just show like these one-time things that happened where all these people like just happened mm-hmm. to be on stage together at some cool moment. And I don't know, I just feel like that kind of stuff is fun and like totally forces me to consider different things creatively. You're working very closely with a bunch of other people whose thing you really like respect. And yeah, it's a great thing for a lot of reasons for me. You know, I enjoy it on several levels.
So what's happening with the release of In the Blazes?
Well, there's a bunch of, basically, there's a bunch of gigs. So there'll be a lot of that going on. I'll be in Washington State, and then I got to come run back to Nashville because I'm doing something for the very fine people over at Lightning 100. And then it's just like a bunch of gigs. I've got some stuff opening for Ray Wiley Hubbard, and then some stuff that I'm doing kind of on my own, and then some gigs. What are you doing is a very intimidating question for me. And I've always tried to shy away from having to answer it, I feel like.
What's your aversion technique?
I don't know. Different. I got to mix it up because a lot, I get asked that question more than probably some other people do. So I try to keep it fresh so my answer always seems genuine. But change the subject is always a good one. Mm-hmm. Especially if it's something really interesting. Yeah, I saw an episode of Seinfeld where I learned that when I was a kid. In the episode, Jerry was going to get this girl's number off a charity list. And he was wrestling with the morality of that. And I think he ultimately decided to do it. At some point, like later on in the episode, he's sitting with Elaine. I'm trying to remember like the exact line she says because it's like the way that she phrases it is like perfect. But anyways, the whole idea of changing the subject as a way to like throw somebody off the beaten path, mm-hmm. you know, because I think, and that's actually a great technique in songwriting too. Like I love like Kevin's songwriting particularly so much because the story within it is so rich sometimes. Mm-hmm. It goes to all these different places, sometimes just in the same verse. And I really like, I admire, Hayes Carl can do that really mm-hmm. good too.
He does, similar technique to really different songwriters, but yeah.
Yeah, but they have that kind of stream of conscience mm-hmm. style of writing things that it's like, man, when they, I feel like, you know, any writer, you can sort of sit there and be like, okay, you know, these songs particularly are great or exemplary work that person did. And the ones that Hayes and Kevin write, like for me that are like that, are like, just like, man, some of my favorite songs ever, because they have that, they came together in this very like free, unedited sort of way. So there's this kind of, I don't know, there's just this like reckless kind of thing to it that I really love.
I'm your host, Sloane Spencer. You can keep in touch with us on Facebook, but I really like Twitter, where we are at Country Fried Rock, ending with R-O-K. And if you want to see pictures of my shoes, my dog, and my lunch, stop by Instagram. But whatever way you like to hang out, stop by and say hey.
Hey, this is Aaron Lee Tastian. Check out the new record In the Blazes on www.altobviously.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all emulate those things from people we admire, folks we respect and that sort of thing. And I noticed earlier when I saw you in the round this year, there were a few stage techniques that I was like, that is a Kevin technique. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, and you had an issue with an audience member who was really inappropriately responding to a song. It was like a really serious song, and she's like cracking up laughing through the whole thing. And I think you actually spoke to her on a deeper level than maybe she was ready for. And I think her response was to laugh. I mean, like, I'm one of those people, if you tell me something terrible, horrible, and awful, I'm probably going to laugh, but it's a nervous response. It's not actual like finding humor in someone's tragedy. You know what I mean?
Right. That's the thing that's great about the live thing. It's kind of like totally unpredictable and you just don't know where it's going to go. And that's, I think if you have the right attitude about it, that's actually pretty exciting. I remember one time I was on the road with my friend Rosie Golan, and we were opening for Todd Snyder at this place in Cincinnati, the Century Theater or something, I think it was a big place, but he sold it out. I mean, he had a really great crowd there and everything. And, you know, it was a pretty great night for him. From the moment he walked on stage, everybody was just like way into what he was doing up there. But I remember about the third song in, he like was kind of like half starting to play a song, but kind of still talking, like saying something. And out of nowhere, like this dead silent, sold out theater, out of nowhere, somebody yells out from the crowd, "Get the f*** off the stage," which was like so strange. And I can't remember how he handled it. I remember that he handled it like impeccably flawed. Like the way, however he danced around that was so genius. Right. Like only he could do probably. But I can't remember exactly what he did to get out of it. But he did, you know, but it was kind of like, kind of made people even like more into it somehow. Because they were just sort of like, man, that could have just been weird. And that guy like wasn't weird about it. And that was cool. You know, that's the other thing too, you know, that Smith show that you were talking about, like it's a bar. And I kind of feel like when people come into a bar, they're at a bar and they're entitled to kind of do whatever they want to do, regardless of whether there's like someone on stage or not. Like if you're playing music in a bar, like part of that gig is that you have to make people listen to you, not the other way around, you know? And so like, how bummed could you really be? It was funny. It was funny that she laughed. I remember thinking like, wow, this is like the most serious song I've played all night. And she's laughing at this one. That's kind of cool, I guess. Or I don't know what it is.
I need to revisit my intent on this one.
But then I remember, yeah, no, I did think, I did totally go there with it too, because I'm super neurotic about stuff like that. But Moreland, I remember she like laughed at in one of like Moreland's songs too. And it's like, and I've never heard that.
So lots of touring with In the Blazes. What other kind of fun stuff do y'all have going on?
We're working on some music video stuff as well that'll be coming out. Actually, Curtis over there made a really great music video for Don't Walk Away. That'll be coming out really soon. And we're working on one for The Dangerous Kind off In the Blazes. Yeah. So there'll be some of that kind of stuff going on. There's going to be some shows that I play like with a band and stuff, which will be really fun. Yeah, so I'm going to start doing a few band gigs here and there. When I'm out in Washington, I'll have a band for that. And playing some show here in late October at The Basement to kind of celebrate the release of the record, and I'll have a band.
Are you going to put together a fixed band, or are you going to just have different folks come and play?
Yeah, I think I'm trying to kind of put something together. But, you know, the lucky thing about this town is that it's just chock full of anyone you could hope to play with. Now, whether they're around or not is a whole other thing, because everybody knows they're good, so they get hired for stuff a lot. But it's pretty cool for that. So if you need to make some last minute phone calls, you can. But yeah, I'm going to try to have the same band.
Erin Lee Tasjan, thank you for being back on Country Fried Rock. Congrats on In the Blazes.
CountryFriedRock.org. Copyright 2015. All rights reserved. Our 2015 bed music is from Drivin' and Cryin's debut album, Scarred But Smarter. Got a great band you want to hear on Country Fried Rock? The best thing to do is tweet us at Country Fried Rock. That's Country Fried R-O-K.
You can subscribe to our weekly podcast on iTunes. Just search Country Fried Rock. Country Fried Rock radio programs are distributed to public radio through the Public Radio Exchange, PRX.org. Our Country Fried Rock stinger is from Steve Soto and the Twisted Hearts.
Ever he been helping us some Country Fried Rock?
Hey, y'all, it's Sloane Spencer. Thanks so much for finding all these new old episodes of Country Fried Rock. I've got something completely different available these days called Sleep with Rock Stars. And it all started from a listener comment back in the very early days of Country Fried Rock who said, you know, I slow these down to 75% and fall asleep to them. And I was like, well, over the years, I started thinking about it, and I recently started Sleep with Rock Stars. It's the Gen X Sleep Podcast, and you can find it at sleepwithrockstars.com or your favorite podcast app.